Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the name of our blessed and lovely Savior, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of your soul and of mine. 'Tis with deep desire that we hope you know him as your own. We come to the closing study of the first epistle of John today. We trust that the Spirit of God has been enabling all of our friends who have regularly been listening to have an understanding of this great epistle. We have noted, and we mention it in the closing message, that the great epistle is divided into two divisions. In chapters 1 and 2, we have the Father in fellowship with his family, and his family of children in fellowship with him. What an important thing it is for all of us who are the children of God to acknowledge, to recognize, greater still, to maintain our fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The whole epistle will help us to understand how we can maintain that fellowship if we study it and carry out its precious truth. The second division of the epistle, we noted, was from chapters 3 through to the end of chapter 5, where we find the teaching of the family of the Father with their responsibilities while in this present evil world. My fellow believer in the Lord Jesus, you and I belong to the family of God. As long as we are here upon the earth, we represent our Father while in this present world. This present world, as we have noted in our preceding message, is in the hands of the wicked one. But it is an important factor that the children of God should so conduct themselves in relation to their path before this world to the honor of the Father, glorifying him, exalting the Lord Jesus Christ, and not giving the adversary, or even the world, any blame to place against our conduct and against our character. Oh, my beloved fellow Christian, may you and I realize the great importance, as well as the responsibility and privilege, to show to the world we are the children of God. This is a great honor, but it brings before us great responsibility. We have enemies. We are passing through the enemy's country, if you please. But again we repeat, though the whole world lieth in the hands of the wicked one, the children of God can be, should be, and we ought to be enabled by God's grace to walk through it, to glorify our Father which is in heaven. Well, did the Lord Jesus say, let your light so shine among men that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven? We may raise the question and search our hearts, as well as probe our own consciences. Are we glorifying our Father? The closing words of the epistle today we read, beginning at verse 20 and closing with verse 21. John writing to say, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we should know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. We are in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Children, keep yourselves from idols. May God bless the closing words of this epistle as we have read them, and manifest his grace, and give us the understanding to profit from them as we meditate for the few moments together. We have noted in this chapter 5 some precious things that we know. May I repeat them very briefly? In the first 5 verses, we know from those verses what a Christian is. from verse 6 through verse 13. We Christians know who Jesus is, the Son of God. And then from verse 14 through verse 17, we know how to pray with confidence, as we saw in that blessed section. And then in verses 18 and 19, we know how a Christian must act in this world. We come to the closing thought of our chapter. And may we summarize the verses by saying, we who are Christians, we know the truth. And what a joy it is to be able to say, we know, as John writes, we know him that is true. And that one is none other than God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. How precious to know that. May we be reminded of this fact. John in his epistle, in chapter 5 and verse 6, made mention of this. The Spirit of God is truth. And then also, in John 17 and verse 17, in the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus in his prayer said, as he addressed the Father, thy word is truth. And so we can put together the one who is the Holy Spirit, the one who is the Son of God, and the Word of God that is spoken of. The Spirit of God and the Word of God agree. They are the witness of the truth. For the Spirit of God will never contradict the Word of God. Never. And what a joy to realize, as John declares, that we are the sons of God, and the Son of God came, and he gave us an understanding that we should know him that or who is true. May I state this as a blessed fact? The believer in the Lord Jesus has an understanding that Jesus Christ is true, and that he is the true God, and that he is the eternal life. This, my friend, verily is the very summary of all divine truth. By the Spirit of truth, we have been brought to the Savior. By the Word of truth, we have been brought to know the Savior. And when we were brought by the Spirit and by the Word to the Savior, we found the one who is truth. May I quote the words of Jesus from John 14 in verse 6, when he said to Thomas long ago, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What a joy to realize. But may I bring the contrast before your heart and mind that must have been in the mind of John when he wrote these words, that Jesus Christ is the true God. Now, John was living in the days when many idols, and when the nations of the earth were filled with idolatry, perhaps, more than we may think so now. But he is emphasizing the true God against the false gods. For an idol, whatever it may be, it's man's conception of God. But the true God, when we find Christ, we find the true God. And John declares, we that know him, we are in him, and in his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the true God, and even eternal life. My beloved Christian friend, how precious to realize the believer knows the true God. Now may I bring an emphasis in the closing moments concerning this title given to the Lord Jesus as the true God and as the eternal life. This emphasizes not only the fact that he came in the flesh and manifested himself and manifested his Father, but he was verily himself, very God, as well as very man. the deity of the Lord Jesus is greatly emphasized. We must never deny the eternal deity of Christ. And that blessed Savior, who in the form of humanity went to the cross to put away your sins and mine by the sacrifice of himself, he is the true God. He is eternal life. May I point out a very wonderful connection that at the beginning of the epistle, John spoke of Christ as the eternal life. At the close of this epistle, he again speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ as the eternal life. I wonder, my friend, do you know eternal life? Do you have this one as your Savior? Eternal life. The wonderful Word of God reveals him as being the one who is the eternal life. May I quote his words from John 17 and verse 3? This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Oh, my beloved radio listener, if never you have found Christ, you need him. And in him, you will find life eternal. For he that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son hath not life. Which is it with you? John closes this family letter with the exhortation to all the children. Let us hear his words as the children of God. Children, keep yourselves from idols. May that be fulfilled in our lives, we who belong to the family. For Jesus' sake and his honor and glory we pray. Amen. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, sanctify the great truths, though feeble they may have been presented. Use them for thy glory and for the blessing of all our listeners, in the Savior's name and for the Savior's honor. Amen.